WSDY 438 on the band. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile. WRVV 690 mobile. WRVU 954. WRZP 595, I barely got you, over. WSCI 783 to station 392, copy.
WSCI 392, copy.
Heading to the show with your mom and your aunt this morning.
What are you guys going to see?
Venom.
Broke up there. I didn't hear what you said.
We're going to see Venom.
Same thing. Are you down by Grandy?
No, I'm right in the driveway.
Yeah, all I caught was like the last half second or whatever you were transmitting, and then it's beat.
Going to see the movie Venom.
Ah, have fun with that.
Hey, I ordered a SWR meter for GMRS.
Gonna check to see how your setup is there at the house and with the cars.
Mainly the cars. I don't know if you can adjust the antenna on the roof. I'll have to look further into that, but I thought we'd check it out, you know, in all our vehicles. It's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, let's see how that works once you get the thing.
All right, well, I'll see you tonight. We got a few things to work on that I'll cover with you, and hopefully change your luck here on Wednesday.
All right, sounds good. WSCI 392, clear after your final.
WSCI 783, clear.
YAM42 asking for radio identification checks.
Station 842, I hear you testing in there. How are you doing today? This is WRVV525, taking in Detroit.
Howdy, Detroit. This is Travis up in Flint Township, doing some testing, getting my mom a radio straightened out.
The radios with the family. So always good to be prepared for that kind of thing. And, hope you're enjoying the unseasonably warm day.
Yeah. Thanks for coming back. It's got to be a nice one out there. I guess this thing's charging up. You got a little bit of a signal issue on your audio, though. But again, I appreciate the comeback on that. This is Travis up here in Flint Township, close to Flushing, Michigan. WSCY 842, sir. Have a good one.
WRVV525, I'll be listening. Station calling for a radio check. You were coming in pretty strong there. There was like a big, almost sounded like you were blowing into the mic, like a puff of static at one point in the middle of your transmission, but it was a strong signal otherwise. WRVV525. Okay, thank you. WRWV662, standing by. Oh, another thing, 662, I think I heard a Roger beep on there that they usually like you to turn it off using this system. I guess it does some, messes with the back end of the, I don't know, the link repeater system or something like that, but something to think about. You can play around and turn that off. That would be appreciated. WRVV525.
Okay, sorry, I have switched radios and I forgot. This one don't have a Roger tone for on my end for me to know that it's on. I just cut it off, but thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, yeah, no worries. Enjoy this beautiful day.
WRVU 944.
Well, hello, Captain Don.
Well, how do you do, Jack? What's happening today?
Well, I'm doing not much happening except weather change.
Yeah, here's your 2-day trial back to summer.
What a trial. This is WIUG 48.
Passing Wagon 42, Owasso.
Howdy there in Owasso. How's it going out that way?
82 degrees and the people know how to drive.
Wait a minute, did you say they know how to drive?
Yes, I just left downtown city of Flint about a half an hour ago. You would think it was front end Friday by the damage on all the vehicles.
was going to say, it's hard to find a place where people know how to drive nowadays. You got Captain Don here. I'm in Sterling Heights right now, coming in off the Macomb repeater.
That's outstanding. You got Major Boondoggle here.
All right. Good to hear from you. Jack's out there, too. Say hi, Jack.
Hi, how are you?
Jack, I haven't heard from you in a minute. Of course, I've been over on 2 meters. Just headed out to make a couple stops on Owosso. I don't dare stop at the Flint Owosso. That is an entirely different planet.
So you said 2 meters. I was going to tell Jack, 3:19 in the morning, I guess it would have been Monday morning, it was still Sunday for me, I was working the International Space Station repeater, and nobody was answering. It got to mid-pass straight overhead, and I called out for NA1SS, and astronaut Don Pettit keyed up and talked to me. I actually got to rag chew a little bit with him. Because nobody else was out there. It was pretty cool.
Okay, set up the AMUs to talk to ISS.
Yeah, I've made that. That was actually my sixth contact since February of last year. I made, what, 4 with Woody Hoberg and 1 with Matthew Donner. And then that surprised me, and this was definitely my longest one. And I used my aero antenna, and I didn't keep following it because I was shocked that he was talking to me. And he's like, oh, I think I'm losing you. NA1SS out. And I'm like, oh, I'm thinking, wait. Yeah, I think I got it figured out. Matthew Dahmer. So I'm guessing he probably was having his morning coffee and sitting close to the radio and heard me calling out to nobody. Decided to pick it up. Yeah, you're not coming in the greatest, I noticed, if that's what you were talking about. If you heard some static, for some reason, it sounds like you're far away from the repeater or something.
Maybe a receive, or your distance. I'm not sure where I got with the repeater, but I'm right in the hot spot, and I'm on a 40-watt mobile.
Yeah, I'm only about 6 miles away and running 40 watts, too. Maybe it's my antenna. I've been trying to use this to work the space station off and on, and it hasn't been getting out, so maybe I got something going on with my antenna. I should probably check all my coaxes and stuff.
Okay, how is SWR on the frequency that you use on UHF for the space station? Versus
Yeah, I've got a Comet 2x4. It's supposed to do 2 meter, 70 centimeter in GMRS. It is pretty high on GMRS on the SWR. It's getting close to 2, but it still works. Usually I sound pretty good, so if it's not coming through too good, then maybe I do notice when I'm keying up, it's dropping down to 10.1 volts. I don't know what's up with that.
Captain Don?
I know that ain't Jack. He was just talking.
Could be Dave. Yeah, this is WRTX 957. Yeah, I'm running that same antenna. On the regular FRS GMRS portion, the match is under a 1.5. Get to the repeaters, that adds another 5 megahertz, so then, yeah, it gets up into like a 1.7, but not too bad, so very good. When I key up, my voltage goes down to nothing. It goes down to the same. It's 14.3 when I'm keyed up and 14.3 when I'm unkeyed. So you better check your wiring.
I got it.
Yeah,
so
I know what
it is. You,
I'm using a
cigarette
lighter. I'm glad I have a hardware system.
Adjust that SWR to transmit 5 megahertz and receive. It wouldn't be an SWR issue, but if you can adjust the GMRS portion of the UHF band, then the ham radio side, adjust it so that you got close to 1-to-1 on each element. Because 2-to-1 is if you look up the report scale, more, I think at 1.5 you're turning 25% of your power back to your transmitter, something like that. I forget the scale, but it's not very good. And then some of that may cause the transceiver to actually do weird things.
First of all, it's not 25%. When you have a 1.5-to-1 match, you're losing about 5%. When you get up to 2-to-1 match, I think that's about only about 10%. But if you adjust the match for that, then it throws the match off on the ham band. So it's not bad. 1.7 is not a bad match. But you know, so you fiddle with it, and then it'll screw up the match on the other bands. But a 1.7-to-1 match, heck, I've been talking on that on this radio for like 3 years straight. And never had a problem.
Yeah, I think my issue is I'm hardwired in. I dropped it down to 10 watts now. And I was only dropping 11.3.
Motorola radio.
I just dropped
it
down to 5 watts.
GMRS tuned antenna. And when I want UHF, I have a tuned antenna for that. VHF, I got the same. Not everybody has the luxury of NMOing the roof of their vehicle. You know, it doesn't look too ridiculous, but definitely looks weird. So then you said he had a 2.1 on his GMRS. SUA42 bubble. Jack, you still out there?
I'm still here.
What's up
to? Nothing much except, those leaves, they give you a little bit of hard time, so I'm chasing them all over the place. Over.
Oh, yeah. I got lots of leaves. I got lots of trees come down still dealing with cleaning that up. I'm just going to let the leaves lay there.
And every day, I'm so tired, you know, chasing them, rake them, put them in the bag, then rake them again, come down a little bit more, and we got to rake them again. Yeah, you got to get the lawnmower. Sometimes that's too much, too many bags. You put them in the bag, then it says, okay, let me quit. Take the lawnmower, and still the same. Go ahead. There's another station out there. Go ahead. At that station, this is WIUG 48. Go ahead. Anyhow. So you're on the 40 watt right now?
Yeah, I'm on the 40 watt. I'm going through a Wasso right now, almost up to 52.
Yes, can you drop it to 20 and I want to see the difference?
Program a button to do that. I don't remember which button does it. I'm running a Motorola, and to put it back in RSS software, if I can assign power to a button.
No problem. But you know, your voice, you know, this is what it sounds like. Something like that. Not a clear voice. So it could be. I don't know. I mean, I don't know nothing about Motorola.
It could be a bad microphone.
You're coming in okay here.
The weather in Owasso.
Hey, Travis, hey, 42.
Hey, G, 48. How's the weather in Owasso?
Overcast, 80 G. 283, windy.
Yeah, and here it's about 75, 77, and the windy a little bit too. And those leaves, they still coming down. Over.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of waiting for the guy with the Motorola helmet to become telling so I can hear him. I've been told in the past that you're not allowed to use Motorola radios. I have my answers to those questions or comments as, what's the repeater made out of? I've been working on repeaters and road radio equipment for a really long time. But some people...
Actually,
been told on the handbands that they're illegal. No problem. I'm standing by. WIG was standing by. Hey, Jack. I'm up here at my destination for a while. So I will catch up with you later. Have a good one. And this is WSCY 842, Lasso.
Buddy, have a good day. Take it easy. Catch you later. WIEG 48. Station 954. At station 954, WIUG, wait a, copy. Well, I guess not. WIUG, wait a, clear. WSCI 783 station 392, copy.
WSCI 392, copy.
Hey, just checking to see if I sound any better on the road than when I was in the driveway earlier.
Yeah, you sound crystal clear now.
All right, very good. See you in a bit. WSCI 73, I'm clear.
Sounds good. WSCI 392, clear.
WSCF 401.
WTIG 959 monitoring.
WRWX 221 mobile.
WSCF 401, audio check.
Sound fine, 401.
WSCY 842. Are you there?
Yes. I'm just pulling up to Walmart here in a minute. Everything's good for me to get.
Okay. Thank you for that. See you when you get here. I'm laying down. It's a week. Talk to you soon.
42, folks.
Just tell him, come in, get him. He knows where they're at.
Okay, very good. Hopefully it's the last day of welding on that. All right, I'm going in. WSUIA 42, clear.
Clear.
WTIG 959, standing by. WRWU 664 mobile monitoring.
WRUG 488. WRFX 966.
WRUG 488. Go ahead, 966.
How is Jack on his beautiful day?
I'm doing fine. The heater broke down, so I'm going to have to go. The board is on, you know, September, and nothing happened, but now the board broke down. So they went to get the board and get back.
Yeah, well, I was outside playing in the league. It gets too bad, you know what I mean.
It's a nice day outside. Over.
Well, I'm trying to take advantage of it to the best of my ability.
So do I. I gotta go out there and rake more leaves out that way. Over.
Well, next time I think I'll use the lawnmower and bag them up that way.
That's what I do. I crush them and put them all in the bag. You get less bag that way. Over.
The Sioux Milwaukee that I have does a much better job of bagging up leaves. The last lawnmower that I had, it wouldn't stuff them into the bag. But this Milwaukee that I bought, this battery one, works really good.
A by the Milwaukee Crusher? Milwaukee Lawnmower. No, I never see a lawnmower in Milwaukee. Never see one. Over.
Go on the website for Home Depot and look it up. It's about $1,000, $1,100 normally. You know, I got mine for the season. And I like it. I really do. It's all that I need it to be and then a little bit more.
Well, that's good anyhow. You got that, Brian. Yeah. So you're off of work just...
Yeah, until further notice, I'm working 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Oh, that's not bad. From 7 to 3 is not bad. Over.
No, it's really not that bad. What really stinks is I'm not sleeping through the night. I'm tossing and turning and waking up because I've been on midnight for so many years.
Tell me about it. I catch up with you. It does, you know. I got Captain Don, the same thing. He worked all his life at night, midnight shift. Now he's sleeping the day.
Yeah, well, I don't have much choice. Right now they've got the plant shut down to just the one shift. They've got a couple maintenance people working second shift and third shift, but nothing that would allow me to go back to my shift.
I know what it is. It's very hard to do that, really, from day shift to night shift. Not only...
I'm on a handheld in the truck. Right now I'm pacing away from where the antenna that I'm talking into.
I see it. Because you were cutting off, but now you're not. Now you're sounding good. Over.
Well, I'm down here at 10 Mile and Mound currently. On my way to the bowling alley over 14 in Garfield.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, what about tomorrow? Tomorrow you gotta work anyhow. Over.
Yep, tomorrow I work until 3 p.m. and then got a little bit more work to do on this tree that I cut. The stump. Hopefully I get the little bit of work that needs to be done. So I can pull the stump all tomorrow.
They were saying, but you're going to be behind up north, isn't it?
Well, leaves are pretty much down from what I can tell from my camera. And, you know, it's bow and arrow hunting season right now. And this weekend I can't go up because I got stuff to do. And yeah, I might get up there again sometime before Thanksgiving, maybe.
Oh, so you're not going to be up there till about almost Thanksgiving. Over.
That is correct, unfortunately. WRFX 966.
CYA42 Owasso.
Go ahead, 842.
Jack? Heard you guys out here. Just spent an eternity in Walmart waiting on nothing. So I'm going to get back on the road. What you guys up to?
Nothing. I'm, you know, I'm just take that lawnmower out and crush more leaves and nothing else out there to do. But there's nice outside. Over.
That's real nice outside. So what was the other guy we got here?
Come on back again. Find me out there.
Yeah, I'm still here. Dealing with a little bit of traffic here on 696.
Yeah, because I'm dying right now, that's what it is. And that always goes out there. Over.
Out of a Owasso.
Hey, Brian.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to have to clear out of here. I've got to keep my eyes on the road and hands on the wheel. It's a little bit dicey right now. WRFX 966, standing by.
Be safe. This is WSUY842. And set up a radio for my mom today so she can communicate with me, because talking on the cell phone driving this thing is not legal. And she's currently taking a break from everything after falling on her knee.
All right, 842. Yeah, you take it easy out there. Be safe. WING 488.
See you later, Jack. WSUA 42 mobile.
Mobile. This is WRWS 538.
How are you doing?
Did you find a wheelchair for your mom?
Actually, I found something better. A walker that works for what she needs. Wheelchair, I think, would have been a lot more complicated than this way.
I was just thinking maybe we had one in the barn out there at Circus Park or something.
Supposedly there was one in the back room, but I don't remember. I don't remember at all. And if you went to Trunk or Treat, I missed you. Because she fell at 8 o'clock in the morning on Trunk or Treat.
I was out there. We got a report, though, that she was in the hospital, so we knew what was going on. So, yeah, she's feeling better, and just wanted to check in with you.
So I've been doing some things. I might show up to you when we get to security. But for Circus, I'm going to have a Motorola base station. And I'm talking on a Motorola radio right now. And I got an idea. I'm going to put a Motorola radio, I think, on a security card.
Good idea. I'm thinking that probably that would be better for us down there to have a base station of some sort. So.
Yeah, and now that, you know, I think we got everything cleaned up, so worked out pretty good. I'm pondering the thought of maybe doing two frequencies and running a dispatch system. But for the most part, if we overcompensate it, I think people will fail at the operation altogether. So I sort of just kind of want to leave it alone, but just have a good base station and have security open and operating when circuits is going on.
The complication part will be you and I and Burr and the rest of them. We're just going to keep them on the basic.
The biggest thing is trying to burn it into people's minds. They need to keep up the radio for about a half a second before they talk. You know, and some they need to get it to warm up. Because half the time when somebody makes a call, you don't understand what they're saying.
Yeah, I'm just getting in the car with the grandchildren here, so I'm going to sign off. So this is WRWS 538. I'll check in with you later.
It sounds good. You got the papers, too. I need to get my tally. Have fun with the kids, and I'm glad you went out and worked the truck retreat. I hope the kids had fun. And say hi to Sean and family. This is WSEY 842 Mobile, Eastbound 21.
Anyone out there? Good evening, everyone.
I got you coming and going. Got a little bit of snow on that signal there.
All right, thanks for that. I'm struggling through. I'm just, I think, on the outside of the range of the repeater. I tried it on Saturday when I was driving. I got closer. Right now with the handheld outside barbecuing some chicken, so I figured I'd give it a try and see if anyone can hear me.
One of those large Nagoya antennas on there that give you that delicious audio.
This is UZ5G+.
$19 on an Amazon Nagoya antenna, or one of them tall boys. Way world of difference, if you're on the fringe especially. So, my mom's in a concrete bunker, and I've got her on an HT, and she's whacking the repeater pretty clean.
That's good. I ordered a couple of... 771, I think it is. So you should give it a try on Thursday.
Yeah, I barely made that out. You ordered a couple of somethings. If you can find that sweet spot where you're at, I don't know, with the stock antenna and you're on the fringe, you're definitely sounding like it.
For the new antenna, they're supposed to be here on Thursday, so I'll give it a try. Over.
Oh yeah, Roger, I copy that. On that new antenna on Thursday. So, yeah, that's going to make a world of difference when you get that. Yeah. The only reason why I stick to these noisy conversations and probably to kill everybody else is because if you're listening on HF, you're picking people out of the weeds. And, you know, you're basically using your brain to AI that conversation back together.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. You hear a lot of comments.
got somebody else in the mic. I hear somebody's tone. Oh, I'm going to take a call on here real quick. This is WSCY 842 monitoring outside.
There goes the frequency.
WSET 544, this is WQZJ 969, do you copy?
Loud and clear.
Where are you?
I am approximately Ford Road in the Southfield on a mobile.
What time did you leave Point Falls today?
You broke on that. Repeat, over.
I asked what time you left Point Falls today.
Station 421. Station 421. This is WIUG 48. Copy. Well, one more time. Station 421. Station out there, 421. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
What's your numbers on your call sign?
W88488.
Okay, because it sounds to me like you said great eight, which reminds me of a guy I used to know back in 1996 that used to talk on a 147-380 machine, and he used to always have a saying, it's a great day and a great state and a great 38.
Well, you know, sometimes I don't.
Something there went wrong, like you had interference on you. Just kind of curious. Have a good one.
He doubled with you, so he didn't hear you.
Jack, have a great evening and be safe, brother. Take care of yourself. I'm out of here. This is WSCY 842.
957.
Jack, here to study for his ham test. Whoever that is, you're not making it again. It almost sounded like the Donald from what I heard. IUG, but it ain't. Well, I recognize Jack. I don't know where the other guy went, so go ahead, Jack. If he comes back, then we'll let him in.
What's happening, Eric?
Same old stuff, you know, driving home from work, you know, liking this warm weather. Really nice tomorrow, too, so if you got any yard work, it doesn't rain. Do some yard work.
Before rain or get cold, in a couple of days it'll be warm, maybe about Thursday. It's going to rain in the morning Thursday, then Halloween, you'll be free and clear. Over.
Yeah, roger. I think there's a lark tomorrow, too, by the way. Check out, see if it's still there.
Check and go, but they... Those leaves, man, they don't let you go at all. Today it was all day on it, because they're coming down every, like, 10,000 one time coming down. Yesterday I cleaned the hall up. It got dark up. It was 7 o'clock at night I was cleaning up. I went out this morning saying the same thing, and I ran out of bags.
You know, I was up in Traverse City. Piles of leaves to the curb, and then some truck comes by and picks them up. So that's kind of cool how they do it. I think they do that around here, too.
I think they do it around Rochester Hill.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind driving the truck around. It sucks up all those leaves. That'd be a fun job, a giant vacuum cleaner truck or something. I don't know. Have you ever seen it?
Last year it just came one. Once came by me, and there was no leaves. It was sweeping the street. Over.
Yep, that would be, Well, in my place, there's a lawn crew that does that. But up north, I gotta pay a guy to do that.
Oh, I don't know if it's worth to pay a guy or not. That's all it is, leave. You crush them and you put them in the bag, and you get the thing over with. Maybe because you got too many trees there. I don't know. Over.
Roger. Not too many leaves, but a lot of pine needles, like 4 inches thick of pine needles. I did it myself one year with 110 bags. It was 100 bags, and then I forgot the roof. So it was another, like, 5 or 10 bags. So, yeah, 110 bags total. But those big...
paper bags now, the big, you know, yard bags, not the plastic bags.
Yeah, those stems, I don't know about that. I wouldn't even touch them, those stems. They're too sharp. They get on your fingers and all that. And they go through the gloves, too. Over.
Roger, like I said, I had a 3 or 4 inch thick coating over the whole property and the roof and everything. I had to, got to get them out of there. You can do it yourself or you can hire somebody. There's a local guy that does it. Yeah, help out the local community.
That's good. We don't have nobody here but except us. That's it. Over. Roger.
Got rid of about 10 trees, but there's still a lot of trees. So, yeah, it was pretty bad. I got a couple different leaf blowers. Like I said, the way, like I said, I did it once or twice. You just got to blow all these leaves in, like, tons of big piles, and then you got to put them in the bags. It's a day or two job, you know.
I know what you're saying. Well, how far are you from the house?
Yeah, I just pulled in here. I heard Captain Don out there earlier.
Captain Dye was out there, but his radio was not working properly. I don't know why. He got the same thing I got. I got the common 2x4 out there, and I'm sounding good. Maybe it's not the same radio. He said he had a 40-watt radio. I don't know where he get that from.
Yeah, it's wiring. It drops down to about 10 volts. Yeah, we already talked about it. All right. I'll maybe get out there a little bit later, so why don't you say hi to you. Have a good one, Jack. WRTX 957.
Harry, take care. Eric, can you transfer that the program for that 9600 to my computer or just email it?
Yeah, we'll talk on the phone about that. All right. Catch you later.
Barry, take care. WIUG, radio clear. It's 421. A station out there, 421. This is WIUG, radio. WIUG 488 clear.
WSEU 445 monitoring. WSVT 544, are you listening?
Your radio is working, WRWB 49.
Why are the knuckleheads always on the east, upper east?
I don't know who the guy is, but he kept saying hello, hello. It's like the radio is working. Didn't hear the call sign.
Last transmission, call sign.
WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG 88. Copy. IUG,
clear. WRFX 966.
Go ahead, 966.
Well, good evening to you, Jack. I just got done with my bowling league, and boy, did I stink up the place tonight.
Yeah, anyhow. So now you're ready to go home.
Well, I'm actually going to stop by a restaurant and get a snack before I go home, because I didn't have dinner yet tonight.
That's good. Let me ask you, how am I sounding? Because I'm on the NY radio.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stop by Ram's Horn and grab me a quick snack on the way home. Roger.
Roger that. Let me ask you, you're sounding good. How am I sounding there?
Loud and clear.
So are you, what Ram's Horn are you stopping? The one on Dick Winder?
Oh, Garfield and Masonic.
Yeah, that's not bad. It's okay there. It's a good restaurant now. So, you finish for today, and then tomorrow you gotta wake up in the morning, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm up at 6 a.m., so I could be to work by 7.
Yes. Anyhow, what's your name? No problem. Do what you gotta do, you gotta work. That's the only way today is over.
Well, it's either this or I go on layoff and get, $362 every 2 weeks from the state and a little bit from the company, so that'll make about 90% of my pay. So, six of one, half dozen of the other, I gotta do what I gotta do.
Got cut before, remember? Over.
Well, we just got to get it over through this hard time, you know, because of other people's mistakes. The rest of us have to pay.
I know what you mean. You don't have to tell me that anyhow. Listen, you should have took, remember they said they give you so much than it was? You should have took that cut.
Yeah, well, one more year, actually, less than one more year. I could be out of there, but I think I'm going to hang around and try and get an extra $50,000 before tax, but they've been real stingy on giving that out, and they're trying to screw people out of that this year. So we'll wait and see. But I think I'm going to get out when I can get out. I'm getting tired of this crap.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, hang around before you do that. Then take that cut. The one that was a little bit more money. Over.
Well, if things turn around a little bit, I will, but if it keeps going the way it's going, in July I get my, March of next year, 2025, I get my 30 years. And then in July I turn 60, which maxes out my pension. After that, it's like $5 a month every year of service after that, so it's not worth hanging around much longer than that. But if I hang around until March of 2026, that'll add $5 for the extra year, and then I stand a chance of qualifying for that $50,000 before taxes. And that'll do a pretty decent job at getting me settled for retirement. I will only have to get a job, you know, as a greeter at Walmart or something like that.
And the best thing to do is then hang around till March and see what happens.
All right, Jack, I'll talk to you later. We're ordering our dinners right now. I will talk to you tomorrow sometime. Catch you later. WRFX 966. Standing by and clear on your final.
I have Brian. Have a good evening. Take care of yourself and the family. We'll get you sometime tomorrow anyhow. WIUG 488 clear.
WSTY 438, scanning your band.